this straight here. There you go.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another wonderful episode of the 25 and Over Club. It's me, Renee, a.k.a. Renee Proper, and my host over here.
It's the drunk. It's your boy, Billy the Bad Guy, Billy the Goat, Billy the Kid, Bills, Bills, Bills. And we are here to talk to you because life get real after the age of
25.
Yeah, we just flipped it. Like Usher trading places.
I'm the top or the bottom today?
You the top daddy.
I'm a top daddy. I like that shit.
Yeah.
That's what you into?
Yeah, I like
Renee kids. Got mad at me
like
today.
The power.
Yeah.
Renee got mad at me today because we was in a restaurant and it was a masculine woman presenting masculine woman who gave AG, right? Aggressive girl, I think they call it in the LGBT plus community. And I said, "Ooh, you look like you got a big strap."
She came out, she's like the cook. So she was like, "You know, Billy's already lit in like three drinks in." Billy gonna say, "Yeah, big," what her name? I don't wanna say her name. "Yeah, big so and so, get the strap."
To a whole fucking server.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. First of all, we're in a community where they feel
like she's not preparing the food.
Assume, right, like she's not preparing our food. We're gonna put the strap in our food.
Get the mix in your shit.
Yeah, yeah, mix it
with the strap.
And I got my shit too.
You know,
take
they
it
be,
out like so.
Cause some of them be wearing the straps on them. Imagine that bitch was missing the pasta with the strap.
We gotta introduce no our pasta. Special guests.
Oh, we do have special guests. Well, Wolf is not a special guest at this point. He is
he's
a third
special,
co-host.
Real special. Yeah. He's our extra special razzle dazzle like so. Co-host.
I'm just the third family member. What's good, y'all? You know what
Wolf
it is.
From the Halfway Up podcast.
Ooh. I like that.
Yo,
I like that one. I like that
yeah.
one.
Wolf
like
from that. The half. How does that feel to hear that?
It feels good.
Yes, Wolf.
It feels
Taylor.
Good.
Yeah, okay.
Wolf Taylor, yeah.
Wolf Taylor from the Halfway Up podcast. How's it been going so far?
It's been going good. I've been getting a lot of good feedback. I just had a white man pass me in the hallway and tell
not
me.
Caucasian.
He was like, "I'm so inspired by what you said. I'm going to make sure I don't strive for perfection tonight." I was like, damn.
On
like,
Juneteenth week, yo.
Touching lives.
Hey.
On Juneteenth. Wolf out
happy.
Here changing lives. You better get with the program. And we have Shantae here today.
Yes.
Shantae, she's not an unfamiliar face on this podcast.
At all.
And she will be the showrunner for our... She was the showrunner.
Yeah, she was.
She was the showrunner for... our 25 uh-huh. Over Experience live show, okay?
Shantae, so, you are officially the show manager.
If she put you in your place, you probably deserved it at the time. Because you know she going to whip your hoes into shape. All right.
I'm on a tight ship.
Yeah.
No, she does. I'm scared of her.
Call her Captain Hook.
I'm scared of her.
You got a lot of money for that, too.
Yeah, no, wait, let's not talk money now. Wait, hold on.
Put that
I got $5 in my bank
for
account.
For other people, put that on your resume.
Yeah. No, I told Shantae.
I'm going to speak life into her. Right. A lot of people don't know that, okay?
This show been...
She had a clipboard and a walkie-talkie, and she was not to be fucked with.
Yeah. Last year she asked for a walkie-talkie. I said, bitch, if you don't fucking use your fucking AirPods...
The budget went up, and we got walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
So make sure y'all buy y'all tickets.
No, the show passed already,
we
baby.
We already passed.
The show passed.
Oh. We're predicting that you're going to come next year.
Get ready for next year.
So we was at a train station today, and they said Billy was drunk, right? So I was dancing with the live band or whatever. So I said, Shantae, next year I want a live band. So she gonna say, a live band? Bitch, I don't know where you gonna find them, but find them. Somebody playing the triangle, somebody called Skidward.
Maybe I have to contact a high school and,
Yeah.
Get somebody playing
crayon. Praise be to God that we have the budget capacity for such things. That would be nice.
No. Fuck a budget. That's how Michael Jackson went broke.
No, don't fuck the budget.
Wolf, a live band next year? Yes or no?
I don't know.
For a podcast?
I don't really fuck with live bands, to be real.
Really?
Yeah, like whenever a rapper bring out a live band, I'd be like, cut this shit off.
I like an orchestra. I love when
you
like
fucking
I could fuck
Broadway
with a little
asshole.
When they, you remember when they did when Biggie had just died and like either MTV BT, I don't remember, and Biggie came out with the whole choir.
Yeah.
That shit was
everybody.
Fire.
Nas got one.
Yeah,
like that.
It was nice. And I think Kendrick used the orchestra on his tour a few years back.
Yeah.
And it was really nice.
And make it feel more cinematic.
Yes, and Kanye uses orchestra and there's a lot of orchestra stuff in
Shantae, write your notes.
Yeah. The orchestra is more
orchestra is fire. I want Kirk Franklin and his singers to come out.
Oh, that's my
yeah. Yeah, Shantae's officially.
Are you with me? When they have me, they be remixing it, baby, pray.
Yo, I told Shantae.
I went to a church one time and they, you know, did hip hop influenced gospel. It took me like.
Oh, you was lit.
I was like, I wanted to go.
No.
I was going to be like.
But you was coming from a good place, though.
Yeah, because I was feeling it.
You was like,
yeah, you had to catch it.
Like, shit.
She was catching more than the Holy Ghost.
Hey, that's crazy.
Yo.
That's crazy.
No, I had to tell Shantae, like, bitch, because I be recommending Shantae to other people. I said, bitch, you need to start charging. Don't charge me, but you need to start charging because she plans my birthdays. She plans the live show.
She can get money for that shit.
That's great party.
Yeah, but don't charge me, nigga.
No, but like other people, I'm dead ass telling you. It's like racks in that shit. Like, you could take this and just
resume. That's great. That's great. Yeah,
I keep hearing that.
Let people know that you did this.
Yeah. Dude, you could plan your own events and then like people will see what you did to promote it and then be like, oh, I want something like that, like a dinner party. Like how y'all did the hall for your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like dinner parties and stuff like
that. Let people know.
And
you
yo,
did
I'm so difficult to deal with. All I knew for my birthday last year, I wanted jerk chicken. And Shantae was like, yeah, but I don't think, everything. Bitch, I want jerk chicken. I don't know if you gotta go to Jamaica yourself and get the fucking jerk chicken. Yeah, she did everything. She had everything. And I gave her a tight budget. I said, but she wanted to go extraordinaire.
What was the budget?
$10.
She stretched that.
What was the budget for real?
She stretched that fucking $10. So it was great because that $10 was stretched, honey.
What was it? Was it $100?
Nah, $200? The budget was like $1,000,
right? Every time we come up with ideas and we're on
but
Amazon.
I tell Shantae, bitch, if you gotta sleep with niggas for money and to pay for this party, go ahead. I tell her, you that pussy, hoe.
So we had a particular competition on the.
I ain't have to sleep with nobody.
Yeah, there would be no need for prostitution.
Like, oh my god! Donation.
So we were gonna buy like dildos and stuff, you know. Again, the budget. Shantae was like, "This is what you do," and I'm like, "I would have never thought of that."
Nah, Shantae's a party planning queen. One thing about her, what she don't know is this show is pre-recorded before the live show, 8 days before the live show, but the show passed already by the time y'all hear it. But what Shantae don't know is I'm about to ask her plan my Hawaii trip.
Nigga, hey, I know.
Shantae, get your resume together for real.
Nah, Shantae.
Event planning.
You can get
birthday
paid.
Trip planning.
Yeah, yo, and the fact is that I know Shantae deal with me in the real, where we get paid in real life atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And she does this shit for the podcast. And she doesn't have to. So Shantae, on this camera, I will give you your flowers, but flowers are expensive. So I'm going to send you an emoji later and say thank you.
I'll give you a symbolic flower.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting for my emoji.
But flowers are not that expensive. You can get a nice bouquet of flowers for like $40.
That's $40, bitch. That's
especially at Trader Joe's.
That's six bacon, egg, and cheese.
Let me tell you about something about building a team. You treat your team good.
Yeah.
As then we'll leave.
But you, bitch, you know I appreciate you.
You got to show it.
You know I appreciate you. Shantae,
lucky I like doing this shit.
Yeah, because I know. In real life, at regular work, I drive Shantae crazy. Because I know she be talking about me. One day I pulled up on her and was like, oh, bitch, you talking about me? She said, yeah. I said, okay, hold on. All right.
But that's real love, though. That's real love. Real transparency.
No, because sometimes I know I have to fire her, but I'm scared because who no, real life and work, I'd be like, bitch, I need to fire you, but bitch, who gonna play my next live show? So let me hold on to you for another year.
She's a good manager.
She's a great manager. Even Bree worked me at work and in the podcast. Bitch tried to quit yesterday. Bitch, we got your walkie-talkie. You're fired, but you gonna come to the show. Yeah. Anyway, let's get to the single married situation segment.
Let's get this ball rolling.
And my phone's on 3%, so we're gonna fly through this.
Right,
so the first topic is I bought Shantae on because I know she is Maya Angelou woman activist supporter as
really?
Ho. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I know you like debates. And me, I'm a gay male, like so trouble. I can't relate, but I like to start trouble. So I said, let me start trouble on this episode.
I like and to then, think I'm realistic.
Yeah, you're very grounded.
All right,
you're
so the first episode.
We about to burn this shit down. Let's do it.
Your first question is.
Let's do it.
Your significant other tells you that they were close to possibly physically cheating, but they thought about you and came home. Wolf, what is your response to that?
Go back out.
I said, Wolf, when did you get a beard?
Oh, damn. On one point, I respect it. On one point.
Yeah.
On one point, I respect it damn near. You know what I mean? But not enough, though. You got to go. You got to get gone, for real. You got to get gone.
You, man. me.
You gotta get gone?
It's a wrap for you.
Yeah.
But they can't, they didn't do it. They almost told you.
Nah, like,
yeah.
So how's supposed to go? Like, you tell me that and I'd be like, well, let's talk about it. Like, what's going on in the relationship?
Oh my gosh, you really fuck with me.
You know what I mean? Like, bitch, now we relating and shit. Now we getting closer. Like, what's supposed to happen? I respect it, but I don't know if it's too close. It's like, if that's where we at, then we don't even need to be together for real. You know what I mean? Like, you take some time. You know what I mean? You go take some time.
My thing is, my opinion on that is you... possibly the next nigga that come and he's laid on thick enough, you gonna give it up.
You almost cheated? Who is this man?
Almost, yeah. The next person, he just didn't lay it on thick enough because you coming home telling me that you easy. I almost gave it up and I thought about you. Oh, so he didn't think about you? You didn't think about yourself? You thought about me? Gee, thanks.
You almost cheated on me.
You almost cheated on me. So it's like, be grateful that I didn't do it. Ooh, yeah, talk to. Ooh, yeah, talking
like,
to.
Like, where we supposed to go with this conversation? Just keep that to yourself.
Yeah, keep that in the vault, baby.
You didn't do it.
Keep that shit in the vault.
But real quick, though, this is assuming that you're, like, head over heels in love with this person.
But why are you telling me? Because now I got to give you the side eye.
So, but you know what, though? Who seen Insecure? I stay quoting this shit, though.
Yeah, I seen,
like,
Insecure.
Issa cheated on Lawrence, and I understand why.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I was Lawrence,
right,
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I understand why she cheated on Lawrence. It's wrong, but I get it, though. So, if I was Lawrence in that situation,
right. And
she told me, I got to respect it. And I owe her a conversation. We owe ourselves a conversation to this.
Right. Shit.
If I was Lawrence.
Right.
If I'm not Lawrence, then I'm like, you can.
But
I
don't know if you guys watched it. He got his lick back, and then they got back together, and it didn't work. But they didn't get back together for years.
He sure the fuck did.
Let me ask you a question.
He got his lick back. He gave that shit.
Oh, God.
True or false?
He gave that shit. He gave that bitch the business. You hear me?
That was too much.
Oh, my God. I was watching the TV like.
That was
Yo, Molly
cool.
was just in here.
Yeah, she,
the girl
yeah.
That the,
yeah, she was just in here. She was sitting over there. Where they at?
Oh, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Molly.
Not Condola, Molly.
The one that worked at the bank. The one that worked at the bank that was flirting with him.
I love her.
And then they tried to have a relationship, and she see that he was, like, you know, still, like, you know, and then they broke up, and that's when he
got. I got a question for y'all hoes. But let's be clear. Prostitutes, because you bitch, you charge a nigga for everything.
Oh no, I charge a nigga just to look at me. I don't think that's prostitution.
Exchange for goods and services. I'm a business.
I got a question for y'all. Do women or have any of us cheat just in case? Just in case you.
No.
If you want to cheat first, I'm going to cheat just in case before you.
I've never done that.
No, never.
Oh my God, I hate people who want to be so perfect on this fucking shit.
It's not about being perfect. That's just ridiculous.
You asking me to tell my truth.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. That's
clap really your hands if you cheat just in case.
Just in case.
If you do it, just in case.
Just in case I don't make it home tonight?
Hold on, hold on.
No.
Something need to be clear,
it's
though.
It's not the cheating. It's the just in case that gets me.
So that's what we got to get into.
Yeah, yeah. The cheating.
You're toxic, Billy.
Same. Likewise. Okay, hold on.
You can come refill off
just slide
camera.
Through.
Slide it up.
So hold on. By the time you had a point of just in case, does that mean that, like, you already was suspecting them of having foul play? Is that what you're saying?
Because what I'm saying is, just in case you think, just in case you're going to cheat on me, right? I did it first because I can't trust you. So I'm a fuck with a nigga before you fuck with a bitch.
So how you stay?
Why don't you just leave
a
relationship, my nigga? Why don't you just leave?
I don't want to think too much. Wait, as a lady and you the man, why you got me overthinking? I don't want to do that. I'm supposed to be at ease. So why am I cheating just in case?
Because imagine being a clown.
That's fine. You
imagine being a clown and out here being faithful to somebody, and then you found out they cheated on you, and you don't have a just in case.
Cheat on them before they cheat on you, but you ain't got proof.
That's you going into a situation thinking somebody out to get you. That's the just in case part. It's the cheating. Not saying I'm fine with the cheating, but you cheated because you wanted to cheat. It's not no just
Why
in case.
Why you with them?
You don't got to justify nothing. You cheated because you felt like it.
In 2020, what year are we in? Four? 2023. In 2023, you can't trust nobody.
You can't trust nobody, nigga. But clearly you can't trust yourself.
People I can trust my themselves. Fucking partner, nigga.
I can trust myself. I can trust my damn self.
I can trust my fucking partner.
I feel like you saying in 2023 you can't trust nobody. You can't trust yourself because you don't trust the person that you're with. So your decision is horrible then.
No decision.
That's a cop out. It's a cop out, and it's a cop out, and it's an excuse. You didn't cheat just in case you cheated.
Yeah, that's some toxic ass shit. That's
I feel like line. If you came to me and told me that you almost physically cheated, but you came home to me, almost doesn't count, bitch.
But why? Like, did you hit like a revelation? Was like, I almost did it, but I couldn't go through with it because I realized like
everybody almost physically cheat with their coworkers.
You almost
everybody got a work husband. Everybody got a work wife. Okay?
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Where did you get this information from?
All right, I guess you're trying to say a lot of people do meet significant others at the workplace. Yes.
Yes, but no, fuck me and significant. You're in a relationship, but it's a little bitch at work that's always going to flirt with your man. It's a little nigga at work,
but are you flirting with her? Back, that's the question.
Yo, you can't tell me I work 40 hours a week at a job, right? And I see you 40 hours out the week. I like you, you like me, but I got somebody at home. I'm a flirt with you.
No, why are you liking somebody if you're in a relationship? That means you already wanted to.
Because people like attention.
No. That doesn't make them your work wife. That makes them your fucking friend.
Yeah.
Bro.
You like somebody at work. Oh, like, my God.
For example,
so why you can't flirt with who at home?
What?
Why you can't flirt with your partner?
That's what I'm
just
saying.
Just because y'all together, you stop flirting.
If someone's giving you a little extra attention at work, right? Yeah. Well, you work here, but let's say hypothetically, you worked at the post office, right?
No, say here.
No. We're not going to say here because someone end up dead.
No. Listen. I work way more than 40 hours here.
But no, let's say you work at a studio, right? It's good. But let's say in a post office, right?
Got you.
And Taisha come up to you, always flirting with you, and you like the attention Taisha giving you,
like
feeling her vibe.
I like when you make me laugh. Package.
We going
like
to lunch together, right?
Thank you,
and
Mr.
you laugh,
Postman.
And you start to slowly catch feelings
hey,
for her. You slowly catching feelings for
Why
her.
Why am I slowly catching feelings for her? Because I got a problem in my relationship?
Let's get into
it. The only way that's happening is if you're making yourself available and accessible to explore a relationship outside of the one you have.
Yeah.
If you're not a cheater, if that's not who you are, that's just not what you're going to do. Things don't just present themselves out of the blue. The stuff manifests in real life is because it's inside of you. You wanted to cheat, but it makes you feel better when you say just in case. It makes you feel better when you say I'm getting a little extra
lack of accountability.
It's an excuse. You cheat because you're
really
just wanting
to cheat. I think the lesson here is make sure you give your partner attention because what you don't do, someone else will do.
But again, keep that shit in the vault. Don't come to me telling me nothing about almost and oh my God, I could have did this, but I thought about you. Don't think about
me. At least it was honest though.
Yeah. I don't care. That's not gonna get you.
I feel like if you're coming home to tell me you almost cheat, you don't even need to say those words. You need to think about why you almost did it and let's have that conversation.
Yeah.
But telling me you almost cheated, no. Tell me how you feeling.
And then go through the
here's a razzle dazzle.
But I thought about you.
Ooh, yeah.
What if it's valid though?
You thought about getting your head knocked
like
between
Pete.
The washer and the dryer.
I got a question for you. Respectfully. Because shorties do shit like this. They withhold sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been withholding. It's been a significant amount of time. I don't know what that is, but it's significant with the capital
S. Who doing that? I don't know if I could do that, but go ahead.
Some people withhold sex. Sex is a weapon.
Listen,
yeah.
All shorties withhold sex at some point.
Hell yeah.
That's how you get the point across for whatever reason you're trying to communicate that to this nigga. In between that, let's say it's like a month and a half span, it's been dry. Mm-hmm. That's not even long enough for real. Like it's like two, almost 3 months. Damn, that's crazy.
Who you fucking?
Because now I'm playing myself. What you mean? Two, 3 months.
But shorties do shit like that though.
Yeah, women do. Yeah, okay, that's true.
So if the nigga say I almost slid because it was like shorty, she was looking right. She was giving me the attention, the vibe. The same way like women love attention, like the same reason why.
Would it be selfish for me to say fix it? And then maybe we're gonna have to 2-3 months.
Fix what? The reason why you're withholding sex?
Dude. But if you're not communicating, why? If it took y'all 3 months, all right, you withholding sex for a whole 3 months. Yeah. There's another conversation.
You deserve to get cheated on.
Yeah, like, what?
If you withholding sex for 3 months, he should have been cheated on your ass. That's a fucking fact. That's a fucking fact.
Whoa.
That's a fucking fact. That's a fact. But, what you mean?
But wait, but since when men been shy of asking for sex? That's where I'm coming from.
But it's all a woman's, like, it's your decision to give it to him though. So like, round he one, fucked ding, up, ding, right? Ding. He fucked up. Something he wasn't doing, you've been telling him. Maybe you tried using words before and he still wasn't getting with it. It was like, okay, nigga, I'm going on strike. 3 months go by. I ain't saying what's right and what's wrong, because you was doing it for a right reason. You want to get him to pay attention to the problem. Mm-hmm. But after 3 months, he like, listen, I need that.
Well, you got to know your person.
You got to know their expectations.
Yeah. Y'all got to.
So if your man can't do 3 months and you went past that, I don't know.
Right. Two things happened in that moment. They didn't communicate or fix that problem in said months. And then the cheating was a result of that. The withholding sex was a result on her end. Him possibly or cheating is a result of the other.
Right.
It's a situation happening that they're not talking about.
But I think you, as a person, you have to be aware of the fact if you're withholding sex, again, famous line for this past month, what you don't do, someone else will
do. But
so
that's,
you know, you can't withhold sex.
That's never the vibe.
That's why I said you
got to
know your partner's limitation.
That's never the vibe, yeah.
And two,
never
the vibe as, for men. As the woman, if you are withholding the sex, then at what point you say what you need from the man?
Either she's not saying it or she did and they're not, and she hasn't seen any improvement.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
My question to you is, for someone to say, I almost physically cheated, but I thought about you, What can a person almost physically cheat? Like, what can lead you to almost physically cheat?
Like, they probably started kissing a little bit. The nigga got the tried to back it out.
You
real
already
quick.
Done cheated once you kissed him.
Yeah, kissing not cheating.
Like, he might nigga tried to back
maybe,
it out.
Or maybe the opportunity was presented. Like, maybe the person flirted and was like,
they got
a room.
They probably got a room. Made the plan.
Oh, what you
made
doing
the
tonight?
And then he just never showed up.
That's crazy.
Or even got to the hotel and be like,
wait a minute. Don't even tell me that. So you didn't cheat because the nigga didn't show up?
It's clip for you.
I'm speaking
how many times we as people made plans, made sex appointments that fell through? They ran late at work. And how many sex appointments friends fell through? Shorty didn't slide.
Yeah. It must not be hitting if I ain't come through.
Oh my God, I don't have a babysitter. Oh my God, my mom had me watching my little sister. Oh my God, right. I have a family emergency. I can't come.
I'm offended. How you cancel on me?
But if somebody didn't slide through, it must not be hitting like that.
It'd be like that.
I mean, I'm just saying, maybe if someone tells you, do you think that's a wake-up call to fix your relationship instead of throwing them in the trash?
Truth be told, if somebody was that close to cheating on you, it's definitely something you're not doing.
We're already far gone. I think we already far gone.
But that's why I said,
it's something you're not
maybe
doing. You
saying the words like, ooh, I almost cheated. Like, no, let's talk about.
But I'm not going to come to you and say, I almost physically cheated. I'm going to say,
I'm gonna be like, something
we
happened.
We need to talk.
Somebody's flirting with me and I flirted with them back. Like, for me, I think it's a little, I don't think I could take it.
I think that's valid though. Because as a woman, if my shorty came up to me and she was like, this guy's been giving me attention. Mm-hmm. It's like really been making me feel good. And what have I been doing? I've been on fucking 2K the whole time. Like, she come home. When the last time we went on a date? It's been 7 months. That's realistic.
Right.
That's not even hyperbolic.
That's a reality check.
That's realistic for women. Like, you go on a date, it was like, cool. But then the next one, it's like, she'd be like, babe, like, I would like to do something different. Like, let's switch it up. Like, we just come home, we go to work, and we come home, and
don't take it as, oh, you got to go. Take it as a reality check.
No, I'm not saying that you take it as a go, but I'm like, if your person almost cheated on you, unless that person is like a sociopath, there's a reason why. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and you should be, if you love that person, if you don't love them, then be like, well, bitch, kick rocks. You know what I mean? But if you love them, be like, you know, I can be honest about the fact that I ain't been stepping up and doing my part.
True. I would be paranoid the entire time. I'm going to feel like the moment
that's what I'm saying. Like, we can have the conversation.
The moment but
even if you inspired
it.
Even if you inspired it.
Yeah.
You inspired it.
Inspired as in do things that made him
not doing things that made him stray. Right, like, facts. Right. And you know this. You would still be like paranoid.
I had this conversation with you before. I feel like you're plotting on me. Don't plot on me.
Because you know what can happen too?
Like, that's a plot. You're watching me fuck up. You know what I hate? Niggas watch you fuck up, don't say nothing.
You could be paranoid because now now you feel pressure.
Yeah. What I gotta do now? Pop pussy on a handstand? So nigga,
we,
what you want?
We asked a 25 and over club fan, right, what she thinks about this question. She said, I actually don't mind cheating. We are human. I encourage my partner to seek sexual gratification from others besides me.
She the minority.
They in an open relationship.
Fuck what she gotta say. She the minority.
They swingers.
I might care what she gotta say.
She doesn't mind cheating. What do you mind then?
It ain't called cheating. Then it sound like an open arrangement.
That's an open relationship now.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
And then the other one says, "No, we didn't get that one." But yeah, I just feel like. I take it as a reality check. Wake up and see, bitch.
It is real.
Nigga, why you almost cheating on me? Like, what's going on? What's going on in the relationship that you felt that way?
It's not the action that is bothering me. It's the fact that you felt the need to come tell me because...
One, so if you didn't tell you, it would be worse.
Yeah, I'd rather not... I don't want no nigga coming to me as a woman. I'm not that mature.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, saying the
words... You're going to be like, well, hold on. You're going to be like, let me tell her because... For a wake-up call. Nah, you're trying to play... I feel like you're trying to play in my face or you're trying to threaten me. This is what I almost
not
did.
Not threaten you, but it's like, transparency.
This is what I almost did.
It's transparency.
And if you don't tighten up, this is what's gonna happen.
But you take like
that's,
it,
a, that's
you
a lack
it,
of accountability.
You take it as a threat.
That's a lack of
I'm
accountability.
I'm coming to you, be like, yo, this almost happened, and what I'm telling you is,
but I decided not to fucking do it.
Then just
bitch was bad.
No,
she was all that.
Why not battle that within yourself?
Don't tell me you almost cheated. Just tell me what's wrong.
I do feel that though. I do feel that. I ain't gonna hold you. I do feel that, but listen, even though I respect that, the fact that they came up and still told it to you, you gotta respect it even more.
I'm gonna give a half a point.
It deserves some points.
Are you leaving?
If I can acknowledge that I ain't been doing my fucking job, then maybe if I want her, then no, I'm not leaving.
That would bother the fuck out of
me. It would bother the fuck out of me. It would scare the shit out of me because it was like, bitch, you the one I want.
Because why am I scared? Because you threatened me.
So it's a reality check.
Because I wasn't doing my fucking job, bro.
Don't test me.
Like, all men, let me tell you something. All men, you stop giving your girl attention. You stop giving her dates. Yeah, nigga. It's happening. It's happening.
Have you ever had a reality check? When a woman had to like give you a reality check and you woke up like...
Absolutely. My biggest issue in my relationships is that I work too hard and I forget about her. That's my biggest relationship. It's my biggest issue.
Like, forget as in not even, like, text messages throughout the day?
Not like that. But it would just, like, it'll physical be, like, stuff. It'll just be, like, I'm just, like, I'm not in this right now because I'm trying to put scores on the fucking board on the other side. And then you forget. Shit. It's like, nigga, it's been 4 months and we ain't went on no fucking date. And then you think it's smooth because we see each other all the fucking time and we be on the phone. You think it's enough. But this real player shit right here, you get to a point where you realize it's not enough. You got to do everything with these women. Mm-hmm. Everything. Yeah. She's not going to settle with just one thing.
Nope.
Well, it's not enough.
But what do women really do for men?
Everything.
Is she the right one? A lot. A whole lot. Is she the right one?
Is she the right one? But a lot of them think they're the right one. What makes a woman the right one?
Listen, if she's with you, she's the right one.
I've had this conversation before with friends, and you got a lot of women walking around here think she's God gift to earth. Bitch, you is mid.
You mid.
So let's ask.
Not mid looking. You mid. Your attitude
as
stuck.
A human.
You can't do
so
shit.
So let's ask Wolf.
You low vibrational ass bitch.
What makes a woman from that one? What's the difference between that one and mid?
Whatever the man is looking for.
The bare minimum. Yeah. She can't hold no conversation. She don't know there, and there.
Like, the number one thing for me is non-confrontational. That's a big one. I'm going to fuck up. I'm going to do some shit that you don't approve of, that you don't like. Like, for example, like, maybe my head is too focused on the hustle and not focused on us enough. By the time you bring it to my attention, don't yank the fucking leash to get my attention. Find a way to tell it to me in a way where, like, you got the point across, but I don't feel like you attacking me, though.
Okay.
I think that's important for just both sides.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, communicating to me in a way where it's like, my nigga, like, you need to tighten up. You too loose out here, for real. You know what I mean? But, like, telling to me where I can pick it up.
Right.
I can pick up what you putting down versus, like, throwing a whole fucking level 9 platinum tantrum and shit like that. That's not gonna do it for me. That alone, that quality alone is gonna, most women don't even understand that. You know what I mean? So that's how you know she's the right one, when she knows how to be emotionally intelligent with it. Not to say she's gonna get it right every fucking time. The fact that you even try, if you try to just do it the right way a couple times and you fail the third time, I got grace for you. You fail the fourth time, I got grace for you because I know you did it right the first and second time. You get what
she's
I'm saying?
Capable.
But
as long as you can, if you're trying, I'm gonna try with you too. I'm not asking for perfection. I'm just asking you to try. And most women will fail. That's the first test. They're going to fail off right there immediately. So the fact that you even passed the first test, I know you're worth the time. Like, you know what? I'm fucking up. You're not handling it the best way. My bad. Pardon self. Pardon self.
Yeah, like a lot of, there's a lot of, they don't, a lot of women don't possess that quality. Again,
it's some tough shit.
They learned it. They learned, it's inherent. They learned it from some of them grew up with like strong, you know, but they seen their family, their sisters, their aunts always blow up, turning up, fighting in the street.
True.
This is conflict resolution for them.
Conflict they don't resolution.
Know, they don't know any other way to resolve conflict, but
actually, I don't like arguing.
Yeah, Shantae don't like, I try to argue with Shantae. She never go back and forth with me, so
like,
I get mad.
I'm not doing this.
I take it personal.
Really happy with that one day. Yeah.
To not argue?
Yes, nigga.
No.
Yes. to not argue?
Why she, not so argue what you believe in?
But no, it's not this, arguing. Okay. That's not
believe
it's
in peace,
communicating.
About peace because you said so?
Communicating what you feel and arguing it's and blowing up things. Is different. Different. I don't blow up.
That's the difference between like, kids and adults, bro.
Yes.
Like I said the last time when you said, am I an item thrower or war puncher? If I feel myself getting upset and I need to calm down, I'm taking five. Because I don't want to blow up. I need you to understand where I'm coming from.
This nigga spitting.
I don't want to blow up. And I grew up in a household of arguing. I don't need to do that
again. You know what that looked like already.
I don't need that. I really don't.
Arguing's Gil, healthy.
What I said the other day, don't let me tell you. No. Don't let me show you this New York. I could get there.
Right, right.
I ain't trying to do that. Right. I'm a lady.
Yeah.
I'm not perfect. I have argumentative traits.
For sure.
And I've worked on them and worked on them like for a lot. I do always believe in standing up for myself, but I've learned to do it in a better way.
Right. That's all it is.
Way better way. Yeah. So like, you know, going off or, but I'm a very mindful person, like believe it or not, super mindful. And even if I say something out of pocket, if I do, I rarely ever apologize for it because know this about me and I'll say this publicly. If I said something off the wall, I meant it.
Yeah.
Because I thought about
I'm
it.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
I thought about it. If I say something crazy, I thought about it.
I'm gonna stand on it.
And forever. I'm starting to learn as a woman, men don't want you arguing with them like you're another man.
Right. In a,
so it's like if they gotta look at you like, wait, are you another nigga in the street? Because I thought you was a lady.
It's not what you do, it's how you do it. Mm-hmm. The how is the way you will win a man over every single time. It's always about the how.
Mm.
It's always, the how is the secret fucking recipe for women. How. Once you show
According
him.
According to Billy, manipulation.
Everything. Arguing is definitely... It's not going to get you far because for me, when somebody starts coming at me, like coming at my neck, I shut down. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just
I'm Renzo fussing.
Now, mm-hmm. now since we already there, let's get the first class ticket. Let's go off.
I could go there, but I don't like to.
I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. Yeah. I don't find any joy in this.
Yeah, no peace in that.
You know what I'm saying? But
especially not with somebody you care about. Yeah. If it's a stranger, if it's somebody in the street, I don't need to be too mindful. But with somebody you care about, why do you even want to go there?
That's a great fucking point, bro.
Because when it's somebody you fuck with,
the anime said,
it gotta be different. It got to be different. Like me and you.
That's a great
year and a half, but we respect each other.
Yeah.
It's inevitable that one day me or you are gonna do something that I don't like. It's how I go about handling it is everything, though. Because what if I pop off? You're going to be like, damn, nigga, where the class at?
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I should be like, yo, Billy, like, I need to holler at you. Like, I need five with you real
quick. Right.
Mm. That would make you feel completely different.
Completely different. Right? Yeah. Okay. Open
and you hear the person more. That's more acceptable.
Yes. Yeah, because you open understand and receptive to what they gotta say based off how they came.
I've realized based off this past episodes of the podcast where I'm living my truth, saying what I mean, like, am I fully healed? I would say no.
It's an everyday
thing. No one's fully healed. Thing. But I just feel like the shit that I've been through is just like, damn, like, I know I want moving forward. And it may sound crazy coming up on this podcast, but at the end of the day, it's just like, people hurt people and mm-hmm. hurt people and damage those people.
That's a fact.
Which leads me to my next question mm-hmm. of, do you think women damage men? Shantae?
It goes both ways. Are you asking me which came first, the egg or the chicken? That's up to God and science.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm with Shantae on it.
Yeah. I mean, some people say women God is a woman, men. But
hey. Yes. And my nephew.
Wait, quick question. What are you saying? Can women damage men, or you're saying women in general just damage men?
Definitely means can. You gotta mean can.
Yeah, because you can't just say we out here.
Yeah, because that would be incorrect.
Our mere existence is just damaging men is what you're trying to say.
I got my nephew KP coming to the set. Come on, KP, hurry up. Nigga, no one care about you on camera, nigga. Sit your ass down and get on the fucking camera. So yesterday we had this conversation. What you said yesterday, KP?
Your nephew. Women definitely do create the monster in the men.
How so?
Because, like, no man wakes up and just wants to be, like, a player. Like, most niggas want a girlfriend and dream of having a wife when they're a kid.
I don't want a nigga. I want a man.
Well, most men.
All right. I can understand. I can understand where you're coming from with that. Most men, I'm pretty sure they do. But over time, I believe peer pressure from their own peers and not women makes them... turns them... Because, again, men spend most of their time with other men. Even outside of their mom, aunts, grandma, and sisters, they spend most of their time with other men. So I really don't believe that. A lot of what they do societally is molded from stuff they learn from other dudes.
Let's be real. Women act like they this perfect image, and they're able to hide stuff better than men, right? And I'm not bashing women, right? Because I tell myself I'm half man with half woman because I think from both sides of the fence. Mm-hmm. When my nigga's a nigga, I'm a bitch.
But
at the same time, I know the sneaky shit that women do to manipulate men. And then when the men find out, they try to gaslight and manipulate the men to where they seem like they're going crazy. But in reality, they fuck up men and their emotions to where they can never trust a female woman again.
Is there a possibility that women can fuck up a man and create monsters inside?
Can I say something real quick? As a lady, I was told... to be seen, not to be heard. So
who said that?
You know the quote, like
yeah, you know the
you're
quote.
Supposed to
I live,
be
I
as a
that.
Lady, like you only supposed to just appear. Yeah, you're not supposed to talk. You're supposed to be mysterious.
Yes, okay.
So is it our fault? If some of us know how to manipulate.
Because we were taught to shut the fuck up.
It is your fault.
It's the man's fault for allowing her to manipulate him.
Okay.
That's the real truth.
All right.
It's his fault. Because he don't know.
All right, KP. Thank you, darling, for your wonderful insight.
KP, because I'm not going to let you leave like a pussy. You better stand up for yourself. Yeah. I thought you had a great depend, nigga. So you said men don't wake up being players, right?
They don't.
So her point of saying that men are usually around men, right, who create another monster and another young man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
These men are speaking from an experience of a hurt man who knows what a woman is capable of,
right,
especially in New York City.
Right.
So it's like so many people that usually a grown man is speaking to a younger man trying to warn him,
mm-hmm,
not trying to make him just do this for no reason. He knows from experience.
But for me, from what I've seen, and I'm not a man, so I can only observe.
Sure.
Yeah, your point.
Get birthed.
Yeah. However, a lot of the stuff they learn is what my uncle, it's stuff they see. My uncle got 4 or 5 baby mamas and lying to everybody, outside kids. That's stuff they seen.
Well, hold on, though. That's kind of aside from the point of what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Like, a nigga be in a relationship with a girl, high school, like how old are you?
I'm 19.
No, you don't. You're 29.
What?
No, he's fucking 19. He's fucking 19. So he's 19. He's dating a girl that's his age.
Uh-huh.
He's in love with her.
Right.
Have you ever been in love?
Right now.
He's in love right now.
A love king.
This is his first time, like for real, being in love. Like really think. We grown. Let's really think about it. This is his first time really being in love. He trusts her with everything. He tell her everything. They had them deep conversations. Shit his homies don't know, she know.
Right.
He go through a situation, she violate. She hurt his heart. Wonder why? Because she understands her power way before he does. She like, oh, I'm beautiful. Mm-hmm. People fuck with, that's a commodity right there. Niggas fuck with me just because I'm beautiful. I can get things free. People show me extra love. People nice to me, job opportunities, all these different things just because I'm beautiful.
Right.
That's a world he don't understand. Men don't live in that same world as y'all.
That's true.
A different dimension.
Yeah.
She get intoxicated with the power. Oh, it's another nigga around. oh, this nigga, oh shit, I don't know what to do with that. You know what I mean? I'm mm-hmm. showing this nigga a little love now. Mm-hmm. Even if she don't cheat, he find out about that shit, that break his heart, because it was like, right. I would die for you right now. You showing this other nigga love? You flirting with this other nigga? I done found out about this shit, it break his heart. So to that point, the player get birth because he realized that I gave my whole heart to someone. A man will literally die for a woman in a millisecond. If he love you, it's like, oh, fuck life. It's over. For you, so for you to see another day, I'm out of here. You betray that? Monster.
Thinks that one woman, or lady, what's the word?
Whatever.
Woman, to mentally fuck him up where he's scarred, and then he thinks they're all like that. But y'all don't think y'all doing anything.
I have a few things to say.
Why does it have to happen?
It has to happen.
Wait, hold on. I have a few things to say.
It has to happen because now when he's a savage, right? Classy, boozy, ratchet. When he's a savage, it's easy for them to play victim.
It has to happen.
Wait, I have a... Go ahead.
It has to happen because he needs to understand that... Let me navigate this the right way. He needs to understand that it's never safe for him to place that amount of love into a woman. It's never safe into anyone.
So wait, I want to add to that. I want to add to that. So Billy, you said men want love too. But from my understanding growing up, the way society made it seem like... Women are Cinderella sitting in a castle waiting for a man. Women are trained
to
believe.
Are you girls, bitch?
Women are trained to believe in love. And I thought men, according to society, is looking for respect.
Right.
And power.
Men are, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, because he said men need love too. But
they need
said,
love.
Billy said that?
Yeah, they do need
Billy's
love.
Billy's also gay.
No, so I'm saying according to societal standards, the way we're construct, religion, whatever, it's men in power and respect.
Right,
and women 100%. Is love.
Heart. Yeah, yeah.
And children. Yeah. So to say, like, I don't know how to explain it because also too, we're not that far from a society where young girls were preyed upon older men.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that women manipulate men, but older men are preying on young girls.
Right. And
they don't want to deal with women their age because we've experienced the manipulation.
Right.
And we can see it a mile away. And then they also pin other women against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So now younger women are going to look at older women and say, oh, you're old. Mm-hmm. You're just mad because the men don't want you. Mm-hmm. No, that man wants you because you don't see his bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like tell me shut my fat ass up in other language.
Yeah, like,
I think we're moving the goalposts a little bit.
It's like a separate truth.
It's like a separate truth.
I'm with you in that to piggyback off what you said. For me, women never held any societal advantages in certain kind of ways for us to even be in a position to damage or create monsters in anyone. We started going to school after y'all. We were probably emotionally intelligent, but we didn't really have any advantages of like, okay, being beautiful, like you said, but we weren't able to even go nowhere.
We thought beauty was our only advantage at one point.
That was the only advantage. And we couldn't go nowhere. We couldn't drive.
They loved throwing youth at women.
That's a very strong advantage, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a power that a young boy doesn't understand because he's not sought after the way you're sought after. He's not sought after the way
you're sought
after.
But sometimes we don't understand
that. He's never been sought after.
I believe men has advantages because they have the ability to choose or go out and seek.
But I think,
hold on.
When we were taught to be, we wait to be chosen. We were taught to wait and be chosen when men have the ability to choose. Or was taught that they're the ones that choose their bride.
There's truth to that, but at the same time, that's like assuming that he has the luxury of options.
I think men do. I think
it's not that.
I'm speaking to him metaphorically.
We're just saying
metaphorically.
I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying, young men don't have the option. I'm just saying that it's a much larger pool for a young woman to find.
Much larger.
Much, much larger.
I disagree
with that.
But from our standpoint, we're not taught that. But from our standpoint, we're not taught that. We get older and realize that. But as a young girl, as a young lady, you don't see that power.
You don't know you got options at a young age?
As a young girl, no.
No, you waited for a boy to flirt with you.
I did not.
Waited for this nigga to tell you he wants you to be a girlfriend.
A lot of us, our mothers is our first haters. So when you're told that you can't wear shorts and you're too dark skinned. Like, this is just different things.
But hold on.
Like, you don't see that power all the time.
He's 19. Did you not know that power when you were 19? You didn't. So is that the same thing as you saying, just because you're not getting the nigga you want doesn't mean you don't have that power? So we're niggas lined up to be want to fuck with you in some type of capacity. Okay. That power, he didn't have at 19.
Okay.
He doesn't have that. So I got to make it clear.
Oh, from the age thing. Okay. I get what you're saying. Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like, as a young boy, even if you're an attractive young man, you, of course you got some girls that like you, but it doesn't compete to the same level of like the type of boys that want the girl though. It's not the same.
And this is, this is your first time, like you said, you're in love, but you've dated before.
Of course.
And as a young man, what are just some one tidbit of thing that made you be like, yo, even before you met this girl that you feel like this is the one, like what made one thing that made you side-eye shorties even before you, you know, opened up your heart to a new woman? What's like something that be like, yo, like that would have created, because again, I believe men can choose whether to wake up the monster. You could choose to not let her create that type of demon inside of you or a monster inside of you. You could choose to, like, you know what? I'm not gonna let this person affect me.
So you asking what she's doing to create that monster?
Yeah, what has somebody before her created a monster that would have made you possibly be that?
Just younger girls being a lot more manipulative than most girls I've ran into. Like, you know what I'm saying? Say I'm running to, like, I'm talking to my aunt, my mother, my sister. They're not going to try to manipulate me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I put my trust into you, and then you put in, you know what I'm saying, all your trust into me, so I thought, and I found out, you know what I'm saying, you just using me for attention or my money.
Texting,
or,
okay.
You know what I'm
you
saying?
Want lunch.
You
want
to be with a whole bunch of niggas. Next, but I want to tell you that.
Okay.
Certain stuff like that where you think that's not even possible because of the way she's talking to you. You know
Okay, I get what
she's
you're
telling
saying.
Telling you that she loves you or she wants to be with you forever, and you really believe that shit
until you see something else, and then something, and you step away, and then you're cautious for your next situation.
A reality check. It's like, now I know that someone can tell me that they're all about me and not don't really mean it.
Okay.
I think
all
right, what it is for me is what's important is that, yes, he's 19 on the 25 and over show, but it's 19 because he's someone that's experienced that young, right?
Mm-hmm.
So men experience these, have these experiences young, which affects them long term. So yes, it took one person to affect them at 19 years old to give them that experience to where it carries him through his whole 20s where he has that trust issues, because it took one little drop it like a thotty asshole to give that experience. Because Keisha saw her mother do this. So Keisha was like, oh, that's how you have to treat a man. So she started doing that and she triggers him. Now he lives his whole 20 like that, huh?
But no, that's the truth. But also, like, I don't want to cut slack for niggas who want to be heartbroken for like 10s and 5, 6 years, because that's also another problem.
Baggage.
That's another problem. Like, this is what niggas do. They get their heart broken, rightfully so. And now they want to be super thugged out with every other girl for the next 6 years. I was like, nigga, that's not
because they need to see a real one. No, and that's not even them. Everybody needs to see a real one.
No, you have to see yourself because you're blocking. You probably possibly blocking a good woman worried about what this one girl in eighth grade did.
And you hating on bitches. That's never cool.
Yeah, like, what?
That's never cool.
Like, scared the hoes.
That's never cool. So now you bitter to girls who ain't got shit to do with what the other girl did, and now you just like, oh yeah, like, I can't trust these hoes. Like, women are the most trustworthy people.
Why can't it not be considered as PTSD? You have one person that fucks you up. You can't say get over it.
You don't have time for that.
It is PTSD.
It is.
I can entertain that a little bit, but you need to get over it. Period.
Find a way to get
Excuse
over
me,
it.
Excuse me, Dr. Phil, telling me to get over it so fast.
Nobody give a fuck, self, nigga. You got your heart broken when you was 19, nigga. Grow the fuck up. You 24 still carrying that shit?
Because sometimes your childhood trauma affects your relationship trauma.
Nigga, you're a loser.
Right? Wow.
You're a loser.
He don't want to hear that.
I'm going to tell you, because ain't nobody else going to tell you you was a fucking loser.
Have you ever had your heart broken?
Of course I have. I speak from experience.
And how long did that heartbreak last?
A long time.
Right. So, but you just can't get over it like that. You had to find someone
A long time
to me is like a year or two. You're not going to carry
that. Okay. Niggas be on way longer than that.
But then, I feel like if you feel that way about women, don't try to be in no relationship.
Nah, but you do because you still got urges in you. You young.
Have sex. You can have relations.
But don't be
with nobody going to people saying, oh, I want to be with you. You my girl. Knowing that you still side-eyeing bitches in your heart.
Well, back to what he said, though. Like, the player gets birth, though. So the domino effect initially starts with that one push, and then dominoes just falling until he eventually knows how to stop it.
But that goes for women, too.
Of course.
It's a person thing.
Of course. We just talking about men right now, but of course, it's the same thing.
But for women, we're designed a little differently from y'all. We're designed to, like you said, we're designed to automatically get over it. Because, again, I can't carry this burden to ruin my other situation, even though a lot of women are broken from old relationships and stuff. But we'll get up, get our heart broken, dust that motherfucker off, and go out and find another man.
Everybody wants to be loved, but everybody's scared to be loved, and everybody has their guards up.
To be loved. I receive love. I speak love into my life.
And I feel like we tell ourselves that, but everybody's scared to get love. Everybody's scared to receive love because love is a powerful word. I think we all have.
Or they scared to receive somebody telling them.
They're not scared to receive love. They're scared to be hurt.
They're scared to receive love, but they don't know if the love is real, if the real love is genuine or fake.
Respectfully, ain't none of that shit real at 19, though. Ain't none of that shit real. It's real for like your level.
That shit's not real at 30.
What, love? No,
it better be, nigga, the fuck?
At 30, that word love is, you're 28, love is not a real thing. No one's.
Hold on.
I don't believe that.
The difference is it can be at that age, though.
It is real. You know why?
It can be.
But
I feel like.
Because I know I give it, and I give it with my
You can be cautious without being toxic. You can be cautious without being toxic.
I think everything got stages, right? Like every aspect of life has stages. Like
how
when
you're on this show,
I don't know. Somebody told me, come on. I feel like when you
talk your shit, King,
you have a certain amount of money, and when you get older, you have a different amount of money. When you're younger, you have a certain kind of house,
mm-hmm.
and then you get older, you have a different kind of house.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're younger, you have a certain kind of love, and you get older, you have a different kind of love.
When you're younger. That's the like, you know what's so
pure.
Weird about life?
I think it's so
thank
pure.
You. Let me cook real quick.
Innocent.
Let me cook.
Yeah.
The very interesting thing about life is that when you're your age at 19, it's the almost the most strongest
ignorance
level
of bliss.
Love that you'll ever feel. But there's one thing about that. There's too many variables about your youth that haven't happened yet.
Mm.
And it's on my dying deathbed, it's going to happen. What the variables are, I'm not God. You know what I mean? But variables are happening. Maybe you move somewhere, you change because you fucking change. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She changes. Different career paths, different friend groups, these things change. And then it changes the amount of love. So the love is so powerful at that age, but the variables won't allow it to just be there. It's just not possible. And then you get to this age and then it's like the love that you got left because we are working with scars in some type of way because we live in life. The living life is a battle.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your scars and it's like, okay, the amount of love that I got left, how can I use that the right way with the right person? That's what it really comes about because you didn't made genuine intentions to invest in a person and it was like, oh, fuck, I was wrong.
Well,
that wasn't the move.
Like Spider-Man said, everybody got to have their canon event.
Can't pick you up to say thank you for coming. We got to go to the last topic.
Cheetah Girls and Spider-Man. That was a wonderful, topic. Thank you, KP.
I realized that I may be talking my shit because I feel like I'm fighting the battles of I'm slowly healing and I'm preparing for my next relationship. So my next, like, as I'm dating, I'll show up much confident. I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a lot of anger and a lot of
resentment
towards these whack-ass, lame-ass niggas that I'm getting over. So I
write it
hungry.
In a journal.
And you know you told me that? You said every time I start writing, I write down what I want from a nigga, what I don't want.
Yeah, that's some shit.
Last question for our fuck buddy segment.
Right.
Your significant other has been letting themselves go and gaining weight. This is affecting your sex drive. How would you address this matter? Woof.
Straight up like this. You need to tighten up. You're too loose.
I don't know. I won't take that.
Straight like that. Straight like that.
All right. What if a person is not so straight up like you, bro? Like, what?
How do they, like, how
well,
does...
Honestly, I would be offended that you said that.
Billy, you gotta think about it. He's already in a relationship with that person,
exactly.
So they should know. That's
exactly.
How he's coming.
Bro.
That's how I'm coming.
I'm offended.
You should be.
Clap your hands if you're offended.
If he came at you that way?
Yeah.
Oh, I would be
Is it true, though? You know it's true.
Yeah, but don't
you
tell me.
You and that body, you know what's going on.
I
yeah, but like
you
said, know your person. What if I'm a sensitive person? And you'll be like, yo, you too.
You know what's insensitive
oh
of you?
God.
As a sensitive person, it's insensitive that you make me deal with that shit.
How would it block
That's very insensitive of you. So you gonna just fall apart and I'm just supposed to love you through it. That shit? No, that's not fair.
I know. I don't think that, but I think there's more delicate ways to go about this.
Sometimes when it comes to shit like that, though, I realize that like you try to drop little hints. Mm-hmm. And they don't pick up on it for whatever reason. Because the fact that you even out of shape is like that because you're not emotionally balanced. Ooh. That's the first thing that's happening. Like, you're losing yourself because something's not right on the inside. And I can respect that. You know what I mean? But it's like, I need you to understand that you can't never not be in this game with me. We need each other.
Right.
I literally need you. So I need you to tighten up. Cause you too loose.
I'm 100% up. I would want somebody to tell me.
You need to tighten up. I see you.
But not how you said it. The way you said it made me want to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge.
I just want to eat a cheeseburger.
Listen, we should be at it. The best relationships happen when you can communicate on a like naked truth level and people understand you, or at least give it a try. Mm-hmm. Don't be falling apart. I can never be in a relationship where I speak my truth and a motherfucker want to fall apart and shit. Oh God, like you said that to me. You're not built for this. You're not built for this. Listen, I got some truth for you and it's coming from my heart. You doing some shit, it's not right.
Are you in love with them or are you in love with their body shape?
Nigga, I'm in love with you. I want the best for you.
But I believe your body's a representation of where you are in life.
But everybody gains weight in a relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody gains weight.
Nobody tell you to be a fucking supermodel.
But you said, what he said?
Say your question again. Say your question again. What was your question?
Let me bring out the outline.
Bring out the outline. So you can answer ask the question so you can answer your question.
Significant other has been letting themselves go.
Letting themselves go. Continuously. It's been happening.
I like when we go out to restaurants and we eat McDoubles, and I like when we eat.
I'm not eating. That's no low vibration.
But the question is, do you tell them, and how? Like, that's the question. I think you should tell them. I think somebody.
I think for me, I want you to say, "Let's go to the." I'm gaining some weight. That's I need to go to the gym. We should go to the gym together.
My way would be, I see that you've put on a couple pounds and you're not where you want to be. Because for one, women, we're going to complain about it. Whoever we with or we're friends, oh my God, I'm getting too big. You're putting your clothes on. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I look crazy. And they hear those things. Mm-hmm. So they'll come to you and be like, babe, you know what I'm saying? You obviously gained some weight. I want you to be the best you can be. I heard you clearly don't like it. Why don't we, try to do something about this?
Because let's be clear.
Let's change up the eating habits. Let's, of course, go to the gym and stuff. Let's cut down on all the Ruth Chris and the steaks and the McDoubles and eating out. Let's, start cooking our meals. Start really watching what we eat. Especially me. I'm over 30. So, gaining weight at this age, the weight, when I tell you that should stick like grits if you're not working at it.
But my thing to Wolf is, all right, so when you're gaining weight, it's no secret. Because when you look in the mirror, you say, where this jelly roll came from?
Well, we all go
right? Right. So now I'm already insecure about it. So here you come up, you need to tighten up. Now, what's automatically processed in my mind is, he going like Taylor from the skinny ass Taylor because her body's on fire. He going like bitches that did this. I need to tighten up. Like, I'm already insecure about the situation.
Let me say this, because Renee brought up what Renee said is exactly how it would happen for the young boys that's listening in the back. Like, the first thing you're going to literally hear her say, she's going to speak about it herself first. Mm-hmm. That's just facts.
Mm-hmm. We're going to say
and she's going to speak on it as long as it's something, she notices it for her. You know what I mean? Eventually, one of those times, this is how it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Eventually, one of those times, if you got the strength to do it, because it might be a little scary, you know what I mean? You'd be like, babe, like I was thinking like, maybe we can cut back on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe this Saturday, instead of doing what we usually do, let's go run. Let's go hike or some shit. Realistically, the way she set it up is exactly how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the more healthy way to go about it.
Again, if nothing changes, I believe the harsh truth is supposed to come in.
Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I went to the if nothing changes immediately.
Yeah.
Because when she said that, I was like, no, like, for the, again, for the young boys, how it's going to happen, well, is she going to speak on it first.
When do you say you have to tighten up? When she start, what? When
we made a plan, we communicated something.
Right.
Mind
Forget
you,
the plan. Like, when you watching the person, like, when I went back to Taurus when I was fucking with him, right? Mm-hmm. He obviously had gained weight. And I like a little extra weight gain. I like... It's weird. I like to see my niggas in a fit body, but I like to see when you gain weight, right? I like when you bulk up.
Fit, but like, okay.
But don't look like that episode of Squidward when your thighs is thicker than a Snicker.
Don't get too loose.
Right. Don't get too loose, right?
Right.
But at the end of the day, maybe me, I don't know how to communicate like, yo.
Let's go back to the text. It's affecting your sex drive.
Oh,
not
cheap.
Attracted to them anymore. You forgot that part of
it's
it.
It's all in the question, my nigga.
You literally wrote, that's what
it's
you put there.
It's all in the question.
They're gaining weight enough for you to literally be turned off.
Fact, bro.
Shantae, help me.
Nah, nigga, answer that shit.
What'd you think?
They asked you.
Yeah, answer the stand on that shit.
You're turned up.
Because it's all in the question.
I can't deny it. I'm actually talking to a guy and we had that conversation.
Okay.
And
tell he story basically. Time, story time.
Oh, no, he didn't tell it to me.
tell it to him. Like, nigga, you
but
too loose.
But he basically, along the lines of Wolf, like, if you get into the point where something needs to be done, he gonna say it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a guy that works out. I low key feel like he's addicted to working out, but he's a guy that works out. So. I was like, all right, well, we already had a pre-conversation. I said, I know how I gotta come.
Yeah, yeah, right. Tighten up. Let me tighten up.
But were you already insecure about your weight before?
Yeah.
So for him to remind you of something that you was already insecure about is just
she
like
likes that.
It was more of a conversation in general. And then me personally, I'm okay with the help. Cause sometimes going to the gym by yourself is hard. You don't feel motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Or you And then you feel like you look stupid. You don't know what you're doing. Right. So I was like, you like working? Tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I went to the gym with him and I was like, never mind.
It depends on who it's coming from.
You almost killed me.
I've never had this conversation with a significant other, but I've had this conversation with like my sister. I remember 3 years ago when I was like really not happy with my appearance. And she was like, listen, you eat like my sister. We're Jamaican. We're a little bit more blunt than the more. She was like, you eat late at night. We expect for happen. You're going to get big. Y'all get too big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on now.
And family forgets the significant other.
That's
family be the
but
first
again,
to tell
it
you.
It was from a place of love. I was like, damn, bitch. Like, she was like, you eating rice.
But you don't want to hear that from your partner.
I want to hear from anyone that loves
me. You don't
want
to hear it. But if it's the truth, it's the truth. Nobody's saying that it's not going to hurt your feelings, but.
Right.
You can't lie to yourself.
Whenever your partner got something to say to you, it always hurts your feelings, bro.
Yeah,
it'd be like, damn, that's how you feel.
That's not healthy if the person's not willing to be honest with you. You want some people like relationships that help them along with their delusion. I'm getting thick. Nah, baby. Come you on. Look good. I like a little meat on your bones, knowing he ate that shit. But he just want to say the right thing to get along while she just double wide and all outside.
I'll
be not fucking her no more.
I'll be mad. Don't let me wake up one day and be 500 pounds. Like, why did you lie to me?
Why did you do me like, you said you like, and then
now
told
I'm
me
too far
how you
going.
Like the
why
extra
you
rolls.
Why you ain't told me at 250?
And then
how I get to 500?
100 pounds later, I'm not sexually attracted to you. When you could, well, I've been seeing you getting big, but
you see yourself getting big.
Again,
sometimes
don't help
don't.
Me with my no.
How
sometimes
you don't,
nigga?
You
don't. Some, barely.
It could trust
be, me. What about depression and anxiety?
Plus life, I know.
Be for real.
Or sometimes you're just busy with life, so you really don't notice.
Bro, there was a point in time in life where I started like getting like way thicker, bro. I was like, I literally said, like, man, yo, my clothes are shrinking. This is crazy. And I meant that shit.
Yeah.
I meant that shit, bro.
Who would have shrinked in the dryer?
I was like, yo, all of my shit is shrinking. This is crazy. Yeah. Like, it wasn't clear to me. Like, sometimes when you go through, like, your photo library on fucking iPhone or mm-hmm. whatever, then you realize, like, that's how I was looking at that time. You look at yourself in the mirror every day. You don't see the little changes in your body.
You don't see that shit.
And then it's like, oh, word. Like, I was gaining weight. I didn't realize that. Dead ass. So it can happen sometimes.
I guess you're right.
People, well, yes. If it gets to a point where you feel like some sexual, like you're not sexually attracted to your partner, you still love them and you would see, want your relationship to work out the best way. I believe honesty is the best policy. Don't help them along with their delusions.
I feel like on my journey, I really need to go back to therapy and help. Because, I understand what y'all saying, but then I feel like I'm at this point in my life where I just want somebody to love me for me. I don't want you, if I gain weight, eat it.
Yeah, but again, you have to remember, your weight is not.
You need a balance. Right. No.
But you know what? Fucking with this new nigga is just like, because I show up my personality, and I hate that he compares me to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Nigga, that's me, but that's not me. Mm-hmm. I'm a sensitive gangster. But,
the do-rag.
Yeah, with the do. Rag, that could be a bang if you wanted to. Always tied up. But because I'm a sensitive gangster, right? Like, I realize I'm doing better showing up as me and not showing up as someone else. And it's a great feeling. Because in the past, I was showing up as, oh, I'm Billy the bad guy. Billy got this. Billy got that. I'm this. I'm living this lifestyle. And that's really, that was me. But that's not, I was filling into all that, my representative, instead of filling it to me. So now I'd be like, nigga, I don't like that. And he'd be like, oh, you don't like that? No, I won't do that again. Mm-hmm. So that feels good. Yep. So I'm working on healing and finding what works for me. And I know I come off as a little toxic, and I am. Mm-hmm. But
every day is a journey.
Way back.
Yeah, every day is a chance to wake up and be better than you were yesterday.
I'm just not trying to be 35 and single. That's nasty.
Nigga, you got bigger things to worry about.
Yeah, I'm trying to be pregnant by 32.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching the 25 and Over podcast.
He's over.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. Like, comment, subscribe.
That's a better way. Please.
That's a better way.
Thank you for tuning in for 25 and Over. Color. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Tell a friend. And
that was it.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Please come again.
Bye.